brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, here we are. And it is already Thursday, the sixth day of January 2005. That's still taking some getting used to. And we haven't had him on in about 3-4 weeks. Paul Joseph Watson, my webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, will be joining us to give us a review of just a lot of the important news and information that is just spilling out as the criminality of the New World Order becomes more and more evident on a daily basis. Now, I actually have some good news as well today, quite a bit of it, and one story that I'm actually going to read in its entirety, it's only about 3 pages long, comes to us from KATU Television in Portland, Oregon. 12-year-old daughter, homeschooled in forest camp, excels over her 7th grade government-educated equivalents. A homeless father, a Christian, raised his daughter for the last 4+ years in a lean-to deep in the Oregon forest. And the reason this is good news is the police didn't let Child Protective Services take the man's daughter. Now, you'd think that would just be normal to not do that. But they were chomping at the bit, of course, but that did not happen because the police, well, they're in this article and several others I've found. This one doesn't get too much into what the government was trying to do, but just gets into how it was positive that they didn't take her. But some of the other stories get into how the police just said, no, you're not going to do that. So for some, it doesn't really sound like good news, but it is. But it illustrates a whole bunch of important things. And so that's why I'm going to cover it. It's a very, very important story that I'm going to read when we get back after this quick break. U.S. ambassador has issued veiled warnings to Syria. Feltman cautions against foreign interference in Lebanese elections and threatens, hey, you want to be invaded? North Korea told to prepare for war, this the Associated Press. And we will also get into just a bunch of news concerning the tsunamis that slammed into scores and scores of countries coming up in the next segment. Plus, some new developments with Christians in America, not Communist China, being arrested for preaching on the sidewalk and being charged with felonies and facing over 4 decades, 40-plus years in prison. We interviewed some of the folks that are under the gun a few weeks ago, but Now it's back in the newspapers. Well, they were there and said homosexuality was wrong, and that hurt some people's feelings. And that's assault to hurt someone's feelings, and it's terrorism, and a bunch of other things they charged them with. And so, well, that's just the way it is. And of course, the father who was out acting like a young kid, aiming his little laser pointer, store-bought, basically, light stick at aircraft is being charged as a terrorist under the Patriot Act. And I've talked to pilots. They say for years, every once in a while, somebody will aim a laser pointer at them. They'll see the red light, the green light, hit the side of the plane, hit the cockpit. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've been walking down the street at night and had a laser pointer aim at me. No, it wasn't the government for the rifle scope. It would be kids laughing and giggling behind a fence.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments, like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Seconds into the first hour of this worldwide broadcast against the globalist, against the tyranny, against the evil of the New World Order clique. All right, again, they're talking about war with Syria, war with Iran, war with North Korea. They're arresting people for playing with laser pointers. It's all going on. It's all happening. And so we'll be going over that, the latest tsunami news, the assassinations, the rampant bombings all over Iraq as it descends into hell itself. There's no other way to put it. I've talked to a lot of troops who've returned, people who were very gung-ho, and they're aware that this thing is designed so they don't win it. The Pentagon was not stupid when they put 200,000 troops in there. 40,000 of them frontline combat to subdue a country of 25 million people or 24 million people. So we'll get into the real psychology behind all that from all of our inside sources. And it's hard to believe that the globalists actually want America to be in quagmires, want us to lose wars, but it's part of a greater plan, my friends. So that's coming up. But first, I want to cover this because it's a positive
positive story. It's a sad story as well. But let me go ahead and go over it, if you'll bear with me, please. 12-year-old daughter, homeschooled in Forest Camp, excels over her 7th grade government-educated equivalents. This is from KATU Television in Portland, Oregon. A man and his 12-year-old daughter spent the last 4 years living in a remote hillside in Portland's Forest Park, police said. The pair was discovered in a dense wooded area by an Australian cross-country runner and his wife. They reported seeing an older man with white bushy hair and a beard and a young girl at what appeared to be a well-established transient camp. They called police on April 28th. So, again, this happened months and months and months ago, and it's just now coming out in the news. That afternoon, North Precinct Sergeant Michael Barkley sent 4 officers on all-terrain vehicles to find the pair, but they didn't find them. We had very little to go on, Barkley said. There's no way you could not do everything you could because it was a report of a child living up there. The next morning, the runner escorted police to the site. After an hour and a half hike, police found an elaborate camp dug into a steep hillside. Under a tarp-covered wood frame shelter, they found sleeping bags, a partially burnt log, a Bible, a stack of old World Book encyclopedias, rakes, and other tools. A rope swing, a tilled vegetable garden, and a small creek were nearby. A police dog found the pair huddling behind a tree about 50 yards from the camp. The man and the girl told police they had lived in the park for 4 years. The pair appeared clean, well-fed, and healthy, Barkley said, and the girl was well-spoken beyond her years. Like children used to be, now they just gibber and talk about video games and violence and how they love Satan. The man, who identified himself as Frank, told police he was a 53-year-old Marine Corps veteran and college graduate who served in Vietnam. He came to Oregon with his daughter, Ruth, from Tacoma, with no job and virtually no money. Frank told police that the girl's mother was institutionalized in New Hampshire and that the two now lived on a $400 a month disability check. Rather than live on the streets and expose Ruth to alcohol and drugs, Frank said they hiked deep into the forest and built a lean-to. The pair went into the city twice a week to stop by the bank, attend church, buy groceries and clothes from Goodwill. Frank, a devout Christian, said he taught his daughter using the old encyclopedias. Continuing, they grew vegetables and used the nearby creek to keep clean. They stored perishable foods in a small pool of water at the creek's edge. The man and the girl told police that the runner was the first person to find their camp in 4 years. Their biggest worry was being split up, Barkley said. Please don't take me from my daddy, the girl told the 26-year police veteran as they sat on a log talking for at least 30 minutes. Now, the article continues here. Barkley, who has a 6-year-old daughter, said he was struck by the relationship between the father and daughter. What was so clear was that their living conditions were unacceptable. Well, that's where you're wrong. But their relationship was a real deep love and caring for each other, Barkley said. Officer Joe Campbell, who helped find the pair, said separating the pair would have broken their hearts. See, but why was that even being considered? Their whole lives seemed to revolve around each other, said Campbell. A pediatrician found the girl free of any illness, any signs of physical or sexual abuse. See, they tried, didn't they? And no cavities. A criminal background check came up clear, according to police reports. Even though the child and father lived for such a long time, disconnected from society, the girl had been homeschooled and was in good physical shape. In fact, the girl received, now listen carefully, a very good education from her father while living among the trees. Officials said the girl, who would be normally in seventh grade, is at least a 12th grade equivalency. When we interviewed this little girl, she was very impressive. She really was very responsible, and she really looked as though she was advanced in her years, said Portland Police Commander Scott Anderson. KATU Television has been given permission from the Forrest family's father to set up a college fund for 12-year-old Ruthie to make donations for the girl, who for the last 4 years has lived in a forest and was educated by her father. Go to Ruthie's College Fund at any Bank of America branch. Police say the father was ecstatic when KATU offered to set up the college fund for his daughter. The father has done a wonderful job of educating the girl, says police. She reportedly performs at a 12th grade level. Police persuaded them to leave the camp, promising to help them find food and shelter. The pair spent two nights at a homeless shelter. Barkley found the man a job and a place for the two to live on a friend's horse farm in Yamhill County. Now, Barkley said the pair are living in a mobile home and adjusting to life with heat, electricity, and running water. The man mows lawns and is learning to drive a tractor, and the pair ride bicycles to nearby church on Sundays. The amazing part of this was the fact that Sergeant Barkley really evaluated what was best for these people. North Precinct Commander Scott Anderson said, sometimes police would be a little quicker to hand things over to state workers, but instead, he saw this through to the end. Now, yes, that's what police used to do. They were guardians of the people. They helped families. They truly assessed situations. They kept social services at bay if they were not needed. They were in command. They were the bosses. The sheriffs were the bosses, not the bureaucrats. Now, I did some Google searching yesterday because, again, this first surfaced April 28th. Months and months and months and months and months ago. Why is it just down the news? Well, it was kept quiet at first. There were just a few reports, and there were discussions, of course, of how they needed to take the children. Take the child from the father. But the police basically kept the CPS crowd at bay, which this article alludes to. Just a shadow, really, as usual, covering up for these individuals. And again, I'm not saying that all social workers are bad. In fact, there are a lot of different social worker divisions out there that actually do good things, and there's good people in all these organizations. But the federal documents, the federal edicts, the way this is set up, the way this is designed, is to break up families, is to fill, and it's like 1.5 million children in their custody, to fill these institutions with fodder so they can get more federal funds. That's how it's all designed. You know, the stories out of Texas, where over two-thirds of the children in foster care are on psychotropics, the average child on 7 drugs, the average child of the two-thirds plus. It's even higher in Massachusetts, Florida, New York. And they have federal FEMA Homeland Security drills, where if you want the money, you have to run these drills, where homeschoolers' parents are murdering killers, and they come to your homeschool and harass the homeschools. They have these drills where the homeschoolers come and attack the schools, attack the buses. They have the children, hundreds of them, play role players with fake blood. We've talked a lot about this, basically psychologically traumatizing public school children and openly demonizing homeschoolers. When homeschoolers win all the spelling bees, again, the last 5 big national ones, win almost all the geography bees, I mean, they basically win it all, even above the private schools. The best private schools are beaten. So why is homeschooling being demonized? And I'm just amazed to see a positive article about homeschooling. I never see them. This may be one of the first. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to ReadyReserves at AOL.com. That's 800-453-2202.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Past the hour. Your calls are coming up in the next segment at 1-800-259-9231. Here's a Big Brother article, and I literally have about 15 of these a day in my stack, and it's just almost gotten to the point where they're passe, where I don't even cover them anymore, and that's not a good thing. We should all remain conscious of what's happening, not become conditioned or acclimated to accept this. But I saw a Houston Chronicle article about 3 years ago, more than 3 years ago, almost 4 years ago, where they bragged about a Houston-based company that has a retina scanner, but it's more than a retina scanner. It constantly, with a camera in your car, locks onto your eye, kind of like Void Comp in Blade Runner, and picks up on, are you distracted, are you tired, are you on drugs, have you been drinking? And it talked about how, this was 4 years ago, how a whole bunch of different businesses around the country, mainly government, because government wants to fund these industries to support them and build them up for the general public, be forced to use them. They give them kind of the seed money, where when you go into work, it will scan your eye movement down at a microscopic level, just the most tiny of movements, and it will decide if you're tired or if you've been using drugs. Of course, then one scientist criticized it and said a lot of people have motor problems and already have a microscopic, you know, vibration of the eye. Maybe you're distressed. But the point is, it just gets us all used to being constantly scanned, and then they add all of this quackery onto these devices, claiming the computer says you're this or you're that. And now some police departments have got retina scanners in their cars, thumb scanners in their cars. You try to go to SeaWorld, they got hand scanners. You try to go to Disney World, they got hand scanners. I mean, it's going in, folks. It's already happening. But this is a story out of Ergonomics Today, one of the big industry publications. Big brother behind the wheel to watch drivers. Now, the last time I heard about this was 4 years ago. 2.5 years ago, there was an MSNBC article where it said that Ford and GM are going to put in the cars an infrared camera. They're asking the government to make it a law or a regulation. And it's hooked to a wireless cell phone unit in the car, and it transmits to the police department into the emergency system. So they can just punch in a key and watch you. You're going, well, how are they going to sell that? Oh, well, remember almost 3 years ago that something like 35 children died in cars when their parents would leave them in the vehicle? Horrible tragedy. And it still happens. But last year at a daycare center, they'd been on a field trip and they left a toddler in the van, and the toddler baked in there and died. But again, this is all part of this unconscious society. Bad things happen. Accidents happen. I mean, no amount of scanning cameras is going to save us. But see, there's always a reason. It's always for your own good. And so this infrared camera has a sensor on it, and if the car goes over, I think it's at like 98 degrees, and there is pressure sensors in the seats, you know, the same sensors that tell you if you're not wearing your seatbelt and, you know, makes that annoying noise. And then that's in the newer cars. And so it then will sit there and dial the police and give them an image of what's happening in your vehicle with this little camera. And I mean, I could talk for hours about this, because then I have the other federal plan where they're going to pay in the emergency management centers that have been built in all the big cities and even the small towns, and they even have large facilities for regional county systems where these counties get together and build one with federal money, where all of these are going to be wired in, as well as your cell phone tracking you, and where everyone with a cell phone and every car with an ID number, they can punch it up and watch it as dots in real time, down to 15 feet of where you're at. I mean, folks, this is the Green Bay newspaper. This is the Associated Press. I mean, I put it in Matrix of Evil. I mean, this is really going on. This is really the plan. And here's Ergonomics Today. When we get back, I'll read some of this. And they openly are going to add a new layer to this. Folks, they're going to do it. Just like they've done everything else, unless we stop them. It's like the toll roads. Every road in America will be a toll road. How do I know that? I have the federal plan. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns.
All right, so here's the plan.
The ring of fire.
Official federal plan. Every road in America, unless it's a private drive, private neighborhood, is going to automatically deduct as you drive your car, either off of a transponder that is connected to a bank account or prepaid credits, or to a satellite tracker box, which the government has in the plan, and what now 4 state governments are trying to make it the law right now. Or they have another way to tax you, they're saying they're going to tax you with, and that's the cameras. And everywhere you go, I mean the smallest one-horse town, I mean towns that have one gas station and maybe 15 houses on the main drag, there are cameras at the four-way stops, at least in Texas, and I've seen it all over the country driving around the nation. From camera to camera, they're putting in to the camera systems, to the feeds they go through, into these databases, systems that scan your license plate. That is, the camera reads the number, and a computer can recognize numbers and instantly processes it. fact, they've already been for, what, 2 years in areas of London taxing people off of this system. But that's the official federal plan. But wait, it gets even better. Not only, as I talked about in the last segment, are all cell phones after October 1st, 2001, satellite tracked. You'll say, wait a minute, there's no satellite chip in my phone. Well, there's not. They have a radio device that allows the cell towers to triangulate down to 15 feet, the average, sometimes even down to 3 feet, the industry has reported, but 15 feet on the outside. But wait, there's more. By law, even when your cell phone is off, they can listen to the audio of it. They can go in and turn it on, and it doesn't light up, nothing happens, and use it as a bugging device. And the governor of Wisconsin a few years ago came out and said, yes, we're getting federal funds in our emergency management system. We're going to have it where we can punch in the ID number, because these phones have ID numbers, by the way, and get your exact location. And so we're going to, that way when there's a wreck and you don't know where you are, we just punch it in and we know right where you are. And this is going in all over the country. And, oh, we can even turn your phone on and listen in case you're in trouble. And I'm sure you've all heard how OnStar, that's just a cell phone with a satellite tracker box in your car, how the feds, without warrants, would just use it to dial in and listen to people. They would also use NSA computers with keywords just to basically listen to all of them if they wanted to. There's been reports of that. They just have computers listening all the time. And a federal court in San Francisco, what is that, the Ninth Circuit, came out, and it was hailed as a victory for freedom advocates. It really wasn't. And said, no, you can't do this because people are paying for the service, and you're interrupting their service and endangering them. So you have to notify the company if you're going to do it. So there's a picture of what's going on. No Fourth Amendment. I mean, in the past, of the authorities, of the officials, wanted to spy on you, they had to have a witness. They had to have the particular things they were looking for, the crime they thought was being committed, listing the specific things. That's the Fourth Amendment. But now, they have enlisted 425,000 truck drivers. Their companies have told them, by law, you've got to tattle and spy on everyone. And not just for terror, but all crime. We have the handbook. You see a man and woman arguing by a car on the side of the road, call the police. You see someone smoking what looks like marijuana, call the police. Why, things are different after 9/11. Do you see what looks like someone drinking? Call the police. And this is all being done by Homeland Security. What are they involved in drinking and pot smoking and men and women arguing on the side of the road? The TIPS program. The cable person, the phone man, the meter reader, the carpet cleaner, the handyman. They have symposiums. They've had several here in Austin. They give little discounts and perks to the different industries to send their employees in, and they sit there and tell them, and they give them little plastic cards with a tattletale number and tell them you've unofficially been deputized. And so when they're in your house, they're spying on you. No warrant needed, no nothing. You're paying them, and they're in your house looking for something, and these people don't know their head from a hole in the ground, many of them. And so they think guns are illegal. They think grow lights over your orchids are illegal. I mean, I'm telling you about stories in Austin of people that have been raided or had problems over things that are completely legal. Man, I had a carpet cleaner. I had the cable man in my house 2 days ago, and he asked me about my gun cabinet, and it 4 a.m. 2 days later, Alex, the SWAT team kicked the door in. When I asked them why they were there, they said, oh, we got a 911 call from your house. I said, what do you mean? I'm asleep. My wife's asleep. Kids are grown up, moved out. We didn't call 911. I want the records of that. Oh, there was a malfunction, Mr. Johnson. And there's no record of the 911 call, but we're just here. I was talking to the former SWAT team commander a few years ago. He told us a story of, and they get ordered to go SWAT people. It was an old lady, and she had a bunch of these big saltwater tanks. She was into fish. She had a degree in it. She'd been a professor. Nice middle-class house and had quite a few of these big saltwater tanks and all her fishies. And she got home to her door, kicked in, and little note on the door, a SWAT team been there, because the power company notified them why this house is using way more power than it should be. Oh, well, that's probable cause. My goodness, let's go kick the door down. That was the Travis County SWAT team. Well, I know, listen, say hi to you. It was nice that time I got invited up to their office. It was all spontaneous. I was downstairs yelling at politicians. And I got invited up to their office and looked across the room and saw a bookshelf with my videos on the bookshelf. I said, kind of funny. And he's like, now listen, we thought you were a kook a few years ago, but here's Delta Force's card. Now, you can't have it, but Delta Force has been visiting us. And the stuff you told us about is true, and I want to ask you some questions about it. Remember that. So they're not all bad. It's just that they just still follow orders that are completely un-American. So I'm going to go to your calls here in a minute, but Big Brother behind the wheel to watch drivers. This is out of Ergonomics Today, big industry engineering design, product design organ. How big of a problem is driver distraction? The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTS, estimates that between 4,000 and 8,000 car accidents result each day in the United States because of a distracted driver. And everything from talking on a cell phone to eating, reading, turning up the radio, or even putting on makeup are believed to contribute to the problem. But one car manufacturer is looking at a way to help curb the distraction problem. By the way, it's not one, they're all doing it. By helping drivers stay focused through a safety system that monitors the driver's eye and hand movements. A high-tech camera, boys and girls. According to ergonomicist at Saab, it's a safety enhancement that looks at what drivers are actually doing behind the wheel rather than what the drivers should be doing. A smart computer watching you, like the HAL 9000 from Kubrick's film. There's no doubt increasing traffic densities and growth of in-car infotainment systems are putting an increasing workload on drivers, says Saab's chief ergonomicist, Arnie Nabu, head of the project that will put a Big Brother behind the wheel to monitor driver distraction. See, Big Brother's good now. We at Saab, and common with other car manufacturers, he admits that it's not just this one company, have so far focused on managing information inputs from the driver in the safest possible way. Now we think it's time to take a rather less passive approach. Saab's answer is a system which will monitor drivers via two miniature cameras fitted with an infrared lenses. See? I'm going to be honest with you folks. I just read the first two paragraphs of this morning, and we get deeper into it. It's exactly what I heard years ago. Looking for eye and head movement. If the driver's gaze strays too far away from what Saab has deemed the primary attention zone, the central part of the windshield in front of the driver, a timer begins. If the driver focuses, doesn't return to the primary attention zone, within 2 seconds, a buzzer sounds, still no response from the driver. A brake pulse is applied through the car's ESP system. And it's not just the driver that the new system will be paying attention to either. It, in order to fit the task, environment and driver, the driving speed and traffic conditions will also be monitored. City driving has wider attention zones, says Saab, but lower speeds and a shorter time for buffer before the buzzer is triggered. Highway driving requires a narrower attention zone, but accommodates higher rates of speed and longer time buffer zones if the buzzer is activated. And it says that it will be linked to satellite navigation and a policy of zero tolerance of inattentiveness in places like school zones, and yes, will notify the authorities. Cameras watching you hooked in to the satellites of the police department. But it'll save lives. And they're moving to have the feds pass regulations to put this in the cars by law. So see, your little satellite tracker box, folks, isn't just going to tax you. It's going to constantly videotape your face. Record the audio. Oh, yes. And do everything. The article goes on and on, but I suggest you realize how far down the rat hole we've actually gotten. Very deep. Now, am I a radical for those that are listening for the first time? I mean, you just tuned in. And man, this guy's weird. He's telling me that service people at my house have been told to spy on me. Well, just type it in Google. You'll get AP, Reuters, Washington Post. You'll probably get about 10,000 links. I'm telling you that they're going to put cameras in the cars. Well, I just read the federal documents and industry publications and the Houston Chronicle. But still, I'm weird, aren't I? Because I do a radio show where I'm upset about all this. Well, actually, you're the vast minority out there that think I'm a weirdo. 5 years ago, you were a large portion of the public, probably half. Now, you are the vast minority, but you still think you're the majority, and you still think you're normal, and you still think if you just accept all this or deny it exists, that it'll somehow go away. And it's not going to go away. So listen to me, and listen real good. If you don't want to be taxed in your city alone, upwards of $2,000, conservatively $1,800, they've told us that here in Austin. That's the official number, 1,800 on average individual per car. Per car. If you don't want to have a camera watching you, every move you make in your car, if you don't want all this to happen, your cell phone's already doing it, then you better get your head out of the sand and get upset and make this an issue. You know, the media steers what the issues are. It isn't Lacey Peterson, it isn't O.J. Simpson, it isn't Michael Jackson, it isn't, oh, Bill Clinton's a traitor. That's all the neocons talk about. Yeah, he's out of office and your buddy Bush is protecting him. You know, all these red herrings do not matter. The control grid, worse than 1984, worse. I mean near future, folks. It's already as bad surveillance-wise. Hundreds of public schools... That's not true. Thousands of public schools have put cameras in their halls, classrooms. Hundreds have put them in the locker rooms, and yes, even in the showers. Now, if you don't know that the government videotaping your children naked and putting it into a database accessible by federal, state, and local police departments, that's been in the Sacramento Bee, it's been all over the news. And by the way, they report it like it's normal. Imagine being like Johnny Appleseed. Was that the guy? Yeah, it was Johnny Appleseed. Who was the guy who fell asleep and he woke up 100 years later? You know, that fable. Rip Van Winkle. But there was some weird story I read where Johnny Appleseed was combined with Rip Van Winkle. It was weird. That's why I got him mixed up. Sorry. Rip Van Winkle. Imagine being Rip Van Winkle. You know, you've been asleep for 20 years. Just 20, not 100. And you wake up, and the news is saying cameras in the bathrooms I first saw this 6 years ago, AP article out of Michigan. It's in the Detroit Free Press, an AP article. And it said that, well, most of the rest stops were putting cameras in the bathroom stalls because of drug use and sexual activities. We're just going to put cameras in the bathroom. And they've always got a good reason, don't they? That's the first time I saw this. Now it's just all the time, like it's normal. Oh, yes, we in the middle school put cameras in the showers. And this was in Tennessee, one case. And, yeah, it was caught being shared on file-sharing networks in faraway states. But just so what? You know, I mean, imagine waking up after 20 years and then there's cameras in the bathrooms. Is cameras in the bathrooms good? Is that freedom? We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live here. And I know that Dan and James and Cindy and Bill have been holding. This news had to be covered. These points had to be made. And I promise, as soon as we start the second hour here in about 6-7 minutes, I'll go straight to Dan, James, Cindy, Bill, and others. Paul Watson's coming up later in the next hour, a bunch of other news. But, I mean, I've read the federal reports. They've already done it. We're in parks, and I mean national parks, city parks, county parks. They're putting these wires, these cables, with these little smart cameras that go out, you know, 10 miles and have different little systems, little tracks they shift onto. buzzing around surveilling the woods. And the local Austin paper last year said, oh, the city's going to, with a federal program, put up hundreds of cameras. We already have thousands, by the way. Hundreds of cameras in wooded areas and off the beaten path. This is to stop dumpers. And we're going to put them up in your neighborhoods. This is to stop crime. And then you see the cameras rotating around in your neighborhood, pointing at your windows. They have little laser microphones that shoot a laser out to your window. Little laser and pick up what you're doing and listen to you. It's freedom. It's just to keep you safe. The cameras to be in your car watching your every move. It's America! Oh, they've got such wonderful things in store for us. This control grid is so we can't struggle while the government's sucking everybody dry, literally. And so if you want to fight this, you want to educate the poor, dumbed-down public that thinks everything's fine, drinks a few ice coldies, busy watching the football game, everything's fine, George W. is in office. For those of you that think that it's too late to wake folks up, I'm here to tell you, we can wake people up, and my videos are the best tools to get that job done. Take Matrix of Evil. We got Congressman Ron Paul saying people that believe in a world government run Washington, and that we're going to have a depression and the police state's taking over, and that world government's here, and that's just 20 minutes of the two-hour film. How to throw the Patriot Act out of your city, all about these cell phones to listen to you and track you and the cameras in the bathrooms. I mean, a small portion of what's in that one film. I've made 11 films. 9-11, The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I mean, you just need to have these videos. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of the titles. A bunch of other insane discounts that I'm still offering. Upwards of 70% off on some of my newest films. Just great deals. Call the toll-free number. Ask about the specials. Ask about different titles. And make an order. When you get the videos, make copies of them. Give them to people. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. We ship it out to you UPS, ladies and gentlemen, so a day or two to process your order and about 3-4 days to get it ground on the outside. So order today, ladies and gentlemen, 1-888-253-3139 or Infowars. Or if you're a big internet person, PrisonPlanet.tv, all of my films, two books online, dozens of other films, my weekly TV reports, new report going up today. And remember that emergency release I did that I quit offering, that emergency Road to Tyranny that I just offered for a month or two that I made about 3 weeks after 9-11? Well, we're going to upload that in the next few days, the two-hour film, only available on the internet, to PrisonPlanet.tv. And that interview I did with Lone Gunman star Dean Haglin, that video interview, that whole thing is going to be up there for members by tomorrow. It's going up, being uploaded right now. Probably tonight, but let's just say tomorrow for sure. So, become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv.